Hello.
Why did you laugh at that?
Because usually when we say, like, hi, I go, hello. And then you started with hi in, like, a very different manner in my head. I was, like, gonna say, let's do this, because you had just said, let's do this. So I threw myself off in my head because I wasn't saying what I was supposed to say, and I was thinking about something else.
Okay.
I literally could not connect my, like, brain to my mouth to say words.
It's 10:30 at night, and this is when Sierra starts
shutting down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm Sierra.
I'm Lorena.
And this is K-Pop Tea. How can you never say this is K-Pop Tea?
Because you say it.
Okay. I'm Sierra.
I'm Lorena. This is K-pop team.
There you go. I just really wanted to hear
that. That sounded like really annoyed. Not purposely. I was eating a fry.
Yeah, you keep munching on fries. We've had this food out since like 7.
I told you I was not going to finish this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's fair. You did. I would be so really surprised if you did finish.
It's huge.
Why'd you get a dough?
I don't know.
That's why you shouldn't order food when you're hungry, exactly. But also I understand.
Exactly.
Well, either last episode or next episode, it's going to be about me. I still really have no idea how I'm going to edit this. I'm just putting it out there. It may be out of order by how we're phrasing things or talking about things. Mm-hmm. So if we talk about anything that connects this episode to my episode, I'll probably put mine first. Okay. But if we don't, I'm going to do whichever one's easier.
Okay. That sounds good.
Let's hear about Lorena. Tell me about her. Please don't hit me.
You're really creepy.
Please don't hit me.
Tell me about her. You have to ask me questions because you know I'm not the type of person that can just go on.
That's true. That's kind of... I'm the one that goes off.
Yeah.
You're the one that, like,
I'm not.
Takes a minute.
I'm very organized when it comes to... Like, sometimes before I go to class, I practice what... And if I have to ask the teacher a question, I will literally practice how I'm gonna ask the teacher this question. I don't know why. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the type that usually plans something and then we'll just keep talking and talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite funny how we are very similar, but we also have very different personalities. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of where we balance and, like, complement each other.
Yeah.
So, I guess I will just ask you questions like I'm interviewing you.
Do so.
So, when did you first get into K-pop?
I got into K-pop probably... springtime 2017, I think. How? I think it was during a time that my sister was really into a lot of Japanese metal music and Japanese rock music. And we would always just hang out in the living room and put YouTube on in the background and do whatever, you know? And then, you know, things would just start playing automatically. And you know YouTube, if it's like Asian, it's all going to pop up in the in the same timeline or whatever you call that. So it would just play, and then K-pop started playing, and I was like, this is catchy, you know? I like this song. I've never been picky about what I like in music, honestly. I'm always just like, it's fucking catchy, dude. I'm gonna listen to it. I don't really care, honestly. I listen to show tunes, I listen to country, I listen to metal. I don't really care. It doesn't matter as long as I like it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we started watching the videos, and then It was usually while we were doing homework or something. I don't know what we were doing. And then once I actually started to pay attention, I was like, oh, they're dancing while they're doing it. It's really cool. Like, how are they doing that?
Mm-hmm.
It was really impressive. And I was like, I really like that dance and it makes the song more fun.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's one... The choreography was one of the things that got me onto K-pop more. Because mm-hmm. I've always liked Asian music anyway because of anime
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
Oh my gosh, anime songs?
Anime songs are the best.
Those are amazing.
Yes. But yeah, it was really the... I've always liked singing and dancing in general, mm-hmm. honestly.
I remember when we would watch we would watch Dance Moms.
Yeah, exactly. And we would like, judge them like we knew shit about dancing. Gosh, like
no.
her spin was way better than Kendall's. Yeah. Whatever. Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about.
we were so pretentious.
Yeah.
But it was so funny.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, I was... It's funny. My dad, his dream in life was to become a songwriter and a singer.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. So, when I was a kid, I loved my dad. Like, I was daddy's little girl. So, that was, like, something that I felt I shared with my dad. You know, that love for music. So, that's really why I liked singing and dancing all the time, really. So... And then the choreography too. I've never really liked exercising mm-hmm. that much, like traditional exercising. But then I found myself wanting to get up and like learn these dances. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck it. Just try to do it. You know, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. If you're getting it wrong, you're in your living room.
Yeah.
So I tried it out, and then, you know, you take it slow, and you learn a few moves, and you're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of the things that made me keep going into K-pop, rather than just those few songs that would pop up, is, like, how I would feel after... I could get that move in the choreography.
Yeah.
Or how it would feel if I could say something in the song, like, with the right accent and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made me feel proud of myself. It made me feel interesting, like I was doing something that other people didn't do, and I like that.
Yeah.
Because... That's part of why I don't like getting to know a lot of people, because I feel like a lot of people's interests are the same, you know?
Mm.
And I like that it was different. I like that at the time it wasn't as big as it is now, you know?
Yeah.
I like that it's as big as it is now. But at the moment when I got into it, it was more like... Oh, this is like a really niche thing that you don't know about, but I know about, yeah. You know? I wasn't trying to like throw it in people's faces or yeah. whatnot, but it's just something that made me feel cool, you know? The first song that I can remember was probably Save Me. By BTS. Oh, yeah. I love that song. And I remember me and my sister were watching the video and we're like, look at them dancing on the beach. Like, that seems so fucking hard, dude. Oh, I could not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially that dance is actually really hard. I've never been able to learn that dance. It's a good dance.
This dance is amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm Fine and Save Me.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That nice cute connection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoever designed that writing to go upside down, I don't know who the fuck came up with that. You're a genius, though.
Okay, when you, like, see it, and you see it as, like, I'm fine, do you try to flip it in your head, but you can't get it until they flip it?
Until they flip it.
Does that work?
It's weird, yeah. I have no idea.
The first time I saw that, I remember being like, just blown away.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember going back to be like, is that the, did they change? No, it's the same thing. Okay, how? Because mm-hmm. usually I'm pretty good at that flipped stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was... I know. When I saw that, I was like, the fuck?
Yeah. I want to go back to BTS's music videos now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. They're really good.
We should do a BTS episode next.
Mm-hmm.
Should commit ourselves to it.
I mean, we have a few weeks to work.
We do, yeah, now we do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have multiple parts. Maybe it should just be all four episodes or PTS.
Hmm, that, we would have enough content.
We would for have sure, enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ask me another question because I don't know where to go from here.
I have one that's not a personal question. I just feel like you might be able to verify.
Okay.
Okay, so I couldn't tell if it was real or true when it first kind of happened and when that kind of, like, controversy scandal thing happened with it. But I noticed it on BTS's Dynamite music video and comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Does Jungkook actually have hand tattoos? Because I thought they were fake. I thought I read a thing that was like, they're what? They're like fake tattoos. Like he did it for ARMY, like just for that day. And then I watched them do that, shoot, it wasn't Dynamite. I watched them do that whole like Jimmy Kimmel week thing whatever. Mm-hmm. That video you sent me, when it showed his hand, it had hand tattoos.
Okay.
And I was like,
I did not see
wait,
this.
Is it true or is it not?
I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea.
I thought you would know.
I hadn't seen anything pop up.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, let's look it up.
Okay, so I looked it up. He might have a lot more than I thought.
Really?
He might have like
I wouldn't be surprised.
He might have like 11 actually.
Mmm, that's hot.
I literally can't tell. I'm at this stage where it's like, so there's this photo mm-hmm. where you can see his hand does have writing, and then there's a purple heart where I'm like, okay, but is that like a fake thing? Is that like a concert thing? And you can see it says ARMY mm-hmm. and then J on his finger. He has a tattoo over there. The shield, like the ARMY and the BTS mm-hmm. symbol. He has some like all up his right, left arm.
It might be left.
I think it's right.
I think it's right.
I think it's right, because if you put...
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, mm-hmm. it might be his right arm. He has, like, a... I don't honestly know. Skeleton hand, a tiger lily. Truth might be on his bicep. I don't know.
Hot.
So...
I think they should be allowed to do whatever they want with their own body.
Oh, they should. I just really can't tell if it's, real.
Who knows?
Or not.
Yeah.
Because they look real.
They do. Who knows?
And it's pretty cool that he's done so many for ARMY.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, really shows that his love for them and how much, like, oh my gosh, ARMY has done so much.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, this whole, like, backlash against it. And I was like, why did he get that?
Other idols have tattoos.
Yeah. I know there was that whole thing with Jimin and if he has a tattoo or not. Mm-hmm. Which I can never tell if it was real or not. So I've never been able to tell that stuff.
I don't know.
Like, Mino's very obvious he does. He has
tattoos.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of other idols do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kept seeing, like, oh, it's fake. Oh, it's just this random stuff. And then I saw it again. Like, I couldn't see it for a while. And I was like, maybe it was fake.
I definitely don't think that the ones on his forearm are fake.
Yeah.
Because they look more intricate.
Yeah.
And they don't seem like someone would just draw them one day, know. You know? I don't think those are fake.
No. And I think in the photo,
it could be henna.
Yeah. I don't know. That one looks more brown, though.
That's true.
I don't really... I don't know. If they're real, then that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And part of me, like, really hopes that they're real. Mm-hmm. Because it's so... They're clearly meaningful to him.
Yeah.
So, I think that's amazing. But...
Who knows,
I have really? Absolutely no idea. It's like when people, like, claim that other people have plastic surgery. And I'm like, okay. That's fine if they do. Like, mm-hmm. if that's something that, like... If someone was unhappy with something about themselves, then getting plastic surgery is, like, fine, because if it makes them more secure and, like, it's something that they really wanted to do, mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah.
It's like tattoos.
It's
like,
their choice.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Mm-hmm. I can understand when it goes too far and it's, like, really fake and you're like, oh. Like, there are those botched episodes, and I'm like, mm-hmm. But,
yeah,
it's a choice, mm-hmm. and it's whoever does that kind of choice. And tattoos are really cool. Would I ever get a tattoo? No, because I'm indecisive and
same.
Pain.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I'm scared of pain
yeah.
in any way.
Yeah, Hebe got this bee tattoo on her arm. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. The design of it. So cool. It has like a beehive and I'm like blown away by it. And she got this little mouse sitting on a mushroom. I'm like, that's adorable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's really cool. You make that decision to have that on you forever.
Yeah.
But it's painful.
I'm scared of tripping.
Yeah.
I'm scared of even tripping.
Yeah.
I don't even like running because I'm scared of falling. Running sucks anyway. But.
I mean, I like running, but.
For me,
yeah,
running sucks.
I like running. Not a lot of people like cardio.
I like dancing cardio.
Yeah, there's like different I guess, yeah, there are different cardios.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan of hiking.
I don't like hiking either. I'm not a very outdoorsy person, to be honest. Unless I'm sightseeing.
Yeah.
Which is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it for a certain amount of time. And then I'm like, oh man, I could not be doing this. Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
That's kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. I like camping for like a day and then I'm like, okay, I really need to be out of bed.
I can't. I've never been camping and I don't think I could try it.
There's a lot of bugs.
Yeah. On the top of it. I don't like bugs.
Let's ask you more questions though. Okay. Let's get more into Lorena. Let's know Lorena. Let's understand where she's coming from.
Should we?
Let's get in the mind.
That's a good idea.
Of Lorena.
Oh no.
And ask her, what did you think about the Blackpink concert?
I love the Blackpink concert. It was amazing. I love concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm at a concert, I honestly feel like nothing else in my life exists and I'm just in this world. Yeah. That's I love it when it's dark and all you see are the lights of like whatever light stick or whatever is there. It feels like you're in this different world where for a few hours everything is happy and you don't have to worry about anything, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. I love going to concerts. But yeah, I really loved it. I love Blackpink. We were not that close, but I felt like we got amazing seats. I honestly had no complaints about the seats at all.
I loved our seats.
Yeah. They did amazing. And, oh, in the Light Up the Sky movie, Jisoo had done that cover of Clarity since way before she even performed it at the concert, which is way cool. I love that.
That's my, I will say this forever until I get a recording of it where I can listen to it. Clearly, Teddy, Jisoo, whoever is going to produce this, the Black Label, I want the Clarity version. Jisoo singing it to be put on iTunes, on like an album of their tour. Because that is the most beautiful, like, I was blown away by that. That was one of my favorite moments of that.
And you can tell how much she's worked on it too over the years. It's great.
Even The Weeknd was blown away by it. I will forever want that recording, because I mean, I can go onto YouTube and watch it.
True. They don't have it in one of their Japan tours?
No, I looked at it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I looked.
Oh, that sucks.
There's a Rosie singing You and I. There's some... there's, like, when they do Rudolph and All I Want for Christmas. Yeah.
One day,
I swear to God.
One day.
I will get. Yeah, I think honestly, you're the only person I like want to go to concerts with.
I know.
Because it's not. It doesn't really have to do with the other person. It just. I've been to concerts with other people, and I always feel like there's something kind of missing, where I'm like, I'm enjoying this. But am I really enjoying this? And then when we did Taylor's Reputation, I was so pumped that we would be like together, front stage, you know? And then when we were separated, I was like really bummed out. Because I was like...
It's so stupid that it's not a combined thing, first of all.
We didn't even get to pick that.
The tickets cost the exact same.
Yeah, I was like, how the...
We should have bribed one of the fucking security people or something.
We should have just snuck in, honestly. There was something with that. But we were still able to kind of, like, communicate with each other while we were doing it. So it wasn't like we were far, far away from each other. I was bummed, and I was like, I don't know how to make friends here. You know, so I felt kind of weird with that.
I felt weird, too. I felt weird up until the music started, honestly, and then I was just like, Taylor, speak to me.
It was just once... it was exactly like that. Then we did Ariana Grande. We done...
That was fun. That's the three.
We've done three.
We've done three, but they've been fun.
But I can... It's just... It's very different when it's you and I there. It's very... Like, I just remember Blackpink so vividly, and I remember Ariana Grande so vividly, and like I have a pretty good memory, but also like not a great memory. But I just remember how happy and how I was like, I'm so glad that it's Lorena and I here, because this is just something that we both share and we both like absolutely love, and where we can just express ourselves easily. That I'm like, I don't really want to go to a concert with anyone else. Even though it's kind of silly when people are like, oh, well, do you want to go to this concert? And the first thing in my head is like, oh, Florena's not gonna be there. Like,
are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really like the band, and like, it'd be cool to have that experience with this person. But I'm like, I think I'm deeply scared that it's not gonna be as thrilling or eventful and meaningful if I'm not with you. You know?
Sweet.
It's so weird to say.
I mean, let's be honest, not everyone knows how to have fun at a concert.
Yeah.
Some people just sit there and they're like,
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't like doing that.
And we both act very similar. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not super out there. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember at the Taylor one, this one girl kept hitting me with her hair.
What the fuck?
Because she was just, like, blinging her head and dancing. I'm like, I get it. But damn, I kept getting hit. And I was like, can you stop?
Personal space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's that. And where mm-hmm. we were just enjoying that moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would go to concert with anyone else. Besides, like, if it was you, me, and Kristen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and, like, I've been to a concert with Kristen before. We went to Imagine Dragons when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And I remember, yeah. I remember that, and I remember it was pretty fun. But it was a different feeling than how it was with you.
It's different if you go to see someone that you're not, like, totally in love with their music, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was definitely like a high school, junior high.
I think it was junior high. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was. Or tenth grade, maybe. I don't know. I remember you guys going, but...
Yeah. I remember it was fun. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's kind of the thing, is I remember going, and I remember experiencing that. I don't really remember a lot of... Mm-hmm. Elementary school or junior high or even high school.
Yeah, same.
I don't remember that much.
Me either.
But I can throw it back.
It seems like a long time ago now.
I know.
Even though I still feel like the same as I did when I was 16. It's ridiculous that I'm not 16 at the moment because I feel the exact same.
Oh my god, I know. I had this thought the other day where I was like, oh my god, I'm 23.
I know.
That's not old.
That's not. And we're dramatic about it.
So
in a sarcastic way. I know we're not old.
No, but...
But it's scary.
We're almost at a quarter of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel... It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel very lost in what I'm doing.
Me too.
Oh my god, did I tell you I had a breakdown a few weekends ago?
Why?
Oh my gosh, it was so sad. It was like, I want to say it was like 2 weeks ago or something, where I just had this feeling of being completely alone. Where I was, like, some stuff had happened at work where I was, like, I can't keep being at this place where, like, everyone has a bounce back. Mm-hmm. Where something happens, they can bounce back either quickly or pretty, like, late. And people are, like, very resilient. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, so it started, like... The quarantine March, where it was kind of normal-ish, and we were kind of told, like, on our toes a little, like, some stuff could be shutting down. And then in March, it was, like, a lot of people just were sent to work from home. But, like, I was told to, like, I was an essential worker and was told to always, like, just be at work. Mm-hmm. And then the temp station started, where it was kind of, like, thrown on me by our higher-up. And she would be like, well, it's what you want. This is your thing. And what? When I would say something, I'd be like, oh, well, what if we did, like, what if we put it here, did this, or, like, so I'm taking someone's temperature, and, like, that seems like a medical thing. Like, am I sure it's okay for me to be like, you have this, you know? Mm-hmm. So it felt kind of weird and kind of not what I was hired for. But then when I'd be like, oh, well, what if we put it here? You know, it's close to the two bathrooms. And it's like, okay, well, I was thinking here. And I was like, okay, well, whatever you want. And then some face masks got stolen. And then that was a big deal. And then a hand sanitizer thing got stolen. And I told her and a few other people, and she was like, well, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, it's in short supply, and you freaked out because last week face masks got stolen. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to sit here at this table to guard gloves, face masks, and hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to do my work.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a big old step down where I'm like, okay, I have work to do, and if I'm an essential employee, why am I sitting here guarding PPE?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we don't even have the thermometer right now, and people keep asking if we have it, and we keep being told, oh, it's gonna arrive soon, and then, like, nothing showing up, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of people that, like, I consider my friends weren't there, and I was like, kind of alone, but then we kind of started to trickle in, and like that's a lot of that is why Jared and I started talking more. I'm sorry I turned this into me.
No, it's
I'm
okay.
So sorry. I can stop.
No, I don't care. I really don't. I'm sure. Go.
I'm so mad.
No.
Okay. This sounds like a point. But, like, Jared and
this
I...
This has, like, a...
This point. Has, like... This yeah. is going back to the breakdown, I promise.
Okay.
But, like, Jared and I started, like, talking more and, like, emailing and goofing off, you know? And I was like, oh, someone I can, like, talk to. Because, like, when he would try to goof off with some of his coworkers, they would just like it and, like, stop talking. And he was like, ah. You know? So it was a very, like... There was someone to talk to, you know? And then people kind of trickled in and out where, like, I would see Tyler or I would see Alex or, like, Marta and Ted would come in. And then we had another, like, it was kind of a very regular thing where, like, more people were coming back. And then, like... Jared and I got close, started dating, and then he went to Arizona, you know? And then we had another, like, setback mm-hmm. where people had to stay at home, and I couldn't see those people again, and then, like, I would travel to Arizona, come back, and then we had another setback mm-hmm. where, like... There's less than 50% of people at work now.
Wow.
And a lot of the people are people who I, like, don't super talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, while they're friendly coworkers, they're not friends. So I felt very, like, isolated and alone. And after trying to get away from, like, the temp station, because I was just tired of that shit... Like, I had sent out this email about these open boxes that no one cut up and put in the recycling that's, like, 2 seconds away.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, like, Shane and I and Barbara got into, like, a meeting, and he was, like, our, like, director person was, like, she needs to work on tone. Because that email came off very, like...
Are you serious?
And I was like, the fuck? I was like, Because, like, when I was talking to Shane, I was like, I really want to send a slow clapping gif. Like, yeah. I saved a gif of Ross slow clapping.
Yeah.
And I literally just wanted to send the photo and send the gif.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to send. Because I was like, how fucking lazy are people that they can't cut these boxes that they emptied
mm-hmm.
and take them to the goddamn recycling bin.
Yeah.
Like, why is it my job to clean up after these 40-year-olds, these 30-year-olds, these people that have higher degrees, that are smart people? Why mm-hmm. the fuck do I have to clean up after them? Why the fuck did the janitorial staff have to clean up after these fucking adults? Where in, like, kindergarten, elementary school, you always get told... Your parents don't work here, you clean up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not cleaning up after these people. And then, like, in the meeting, it was... The people who are here are to focus on their work, and they are working on these projects that help come out with products and elevate the company. And if they put boxes to the side, you are expected to clean up after them. They shouldn't have to clean up after themselves, because they are the more educated people, the higher people.
Are you serious?
And you are the people that are supposed to support them. And, like, just if they leave something unkempt, you clean up for them, because it's not their responsibility to get that done. And I was like, are you fucking telling me that because someone has a higher degree than me, that they don't have to clean up their own shit? That the mess that they do is something that I have to take care of because you value education more than basic human decency? More than just what? So I was very, very jaded. And upset. And then she was like, we want the temp state, we want it to be a welcome station where people feel like this isn't normal. This is something that should be, like, celebrated in the way that them coming to work is something, like
they should be congratulated for.
Yeah. We should have giveaways. And I was like, you fucking what? You want me to give people stuff as, like, hey, you're coming to work, when this is something that, like, yes, it's not normal, and yes, things will go back, but people shouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna get stuff. It should be, I'm coming to work because I'm an essential employee trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
What do I get today for just going into work, you know?
What the hell?
And I was so upset, and I had gone home just angry at... I wasn't angry at Shane. Like, he was just the messenger. He was just, like, saying what he was kind of told and how... Like, it was nothing Shane did. I was so upset, and I was like, I fucking hate my job. Fucking can't talk to my friends, can't, like... I had to do, like, school, all of that. Jared's in Arizona. And I was, like, I felt very, like, socially alone. Because, like, mm-hmm. I had those people. Like, I could always talk to you. Always talk to Hebe. I could always reach out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just this, like, actively communicating and actively, like, talking to someone is more what I feed off of. Mm-hmm. I feed off of the attention. Like, that's what makes me an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that stimulates me is talking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, my resilience had gone down, and I just started to break. So I was, like, I was on the phone with Jared, and I cried, like, twice.
Oh, no.
I was like, I fucking hate this. So, yeah, I had a little bit of a breakdown.
Oh, no.
Because I was just so tired at work.
I mean, yeah. It's annoying to be at the same place for so long, honestly. I don't know how people can do it for 20 years. I don't know.
I've been at the same place for 3 years. Like, March will be my 4th year. And I'm fucking done. Because
mm-hmm.
I get treated so poorly there. Like, people mm-hmm. always talk down to me because they're, like, sciencey and they know this stuff. And I'm like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can talk down to me, that's fine. Like, it's not fine, but, like, if this makes you feel like a better person, I just honestly have no care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I probably know more than you about, like, certain other things, but I'm not going to be like, you know, like,
mm-hmm. cool.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened.
I'm sorry.
I forgot to tell you.
I mean, I've had a few, like, moments where I honestly want to bash my head into.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. School is so frustrating.
I legit almost quit.
I know. Me too. There have been days where I'm like, I can't get up tomorrow. I can't get up and do...
Mm-hmm.
all of that again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know? It's so hard sometimes.
Right.
And then that whole thing where we put so much value on a person depending on whether they paid $30,000 to go to school for 4 years, that they probably don't remember half of it.
So that's the, like, requirement classes, you're like, okay, you're never gonna retain this.
Yeah, I don't, I swear to God, I don't know shit about most things that most classes I've taken. I've gotten through the class.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm in the class, I know it. Once I'm not in the class, fuck it.
You're not gonna, I don't retain any of that stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
It's like, there are moments where you sit in bed at night and you're like, having a degree isn't gonna make me a happier person. Mm-hmm. Like, is it really worth doing all of this?
Yes.
Because when I wasn't going to school, like, those past few months of the beginning of this year, I was bored, but I wasn't unhappy like I was in these past few weeks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, in these past few weeks, I honestly thought, like, man, this is what people think and say when they're depressed. Like, this is what depression feels like.
Yeah.
Right? And I've never felt that before, honestly.
It's unsettling, right?
I know. And I feel so bad for not understanding before now. But...
Well, it's like... I feel like those things are really hard to kind of, like, understand.
Unless
when you don't feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes it, like... really, there's this big difference between being like, Shane put it in a great way when I was just telling him how burnt out I was, because I was like, I can't hide this from him, because like, Shane's not like a boss. Shane's like, there's where we're friends, and then there's when he is my boss. And I was like, I have to speak to him as a friend, because I just need to reach out. So when we were talking, he was like, he's an introvert. Like, he gets stimulated by being alone, by being with his family. Like, he kind of hates it. Well, what I realized was people think extrovert and introvert is whether you're shy or not. Yeah. It's what you were stimulated by. Like me, I can't really be alone. Like, I usually have to always be talking to someone. I have to be around, and I've always been like that. So when I was talking to Shane, he was like, I get what you are talking about, but I also don't, because, like, well, I'm not empathetic, I'm sympathetic. Where you telling me these things, I can sympathize by putting it in a way that would make him feel this way. Like, he can't be put in my shoes, because he's not an extrovert. He doesn't know, like, what it is to be stimulated by other people being around when he is stimulated just being alone. But he can sympathize by putting his introvertedness in that place of someone always going to him, someone like constantly, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's it. Like, you can be sympathetic by putting yourself into their shoes in your own way, but to be empathetic is by deeply understanding that person's depression, that person's anxiety, that, like, that feeling of just kind of sadness in whatever they are, and feeling what they're feeling. By sympathy, you're just trying to put yourself. So that's, like, that was something that really, like, when Shane said, I was like, whoa. I don't think he, like, understood how, like, blown away that was. Because for me, I always think of myself as a very empathetic person. Because, like, when other people cry, I just really cry. Which I found a trick where if you, like, if I twist my fingers and try to, like, divert that, like, feeling to myself and being, like, hiding it and being like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, you know? I can, like, try to stop that. It's like when you bite your tongue to stop yourself from smiling. You're, like, trying to change your thought process. Mm-hmm. But, like, where was the fuck was this going here? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
The hell? This is a problem. I just start talking.
What, like, were we talking about?
The expectation of, like, being somewhere at a certain age.
I know. That's what makes getting older so scary.
Yes.
Because you see all these other people that are, like, at a different point than you, and you think that you have to be at that same point.
Yeah, it's, like, when you were talking about Light Up the Sky, mm-hmm. when, but not trying because it's difficult, or, like, giving up when it's difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, I started thinking, like, I think it was Rosie that said, like, I would regret it if I didn't try. Mm-hmm. Maybe go, you know, maybe I should try baking more. Maybe I should try these things that, like, make mm-hmm. me deeply happy. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I set up playing games with friends this Saturday and tomorrow because I was like, this is a game. Like, I'm not a big gamer, mm-hmm. but this is a game that I thoroughly enjoy somehow. Like, this jam game just gets it. So what if I just try gaming more? What if I just start doing that? What if I just start doing more baking? What if I just start doing more? What if I set time to paint or draw more? Like, yeah, it's hard and, like, difficult and...
And you're tired.
Yeah.
Like, you're exhausted all the time when you have something to do every hour of the day.
It's, like, draining.
Yeah.
But maybe just setting that time for yourself is kind of what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to try to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. But maybe, like, doing a live stream of baking or, like, starting... I don't know what, but, like, doing, like, this podcast where we're doing an episode that's not what we originally were gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, it's not anything to do with K-pop, really, at this point. Mm-hmm. Because these episodes are just kind of about us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard, but...
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do this.
I agree.
So I really think that Light Up in the Sky was the best thing to come out of this past week.
Same. Honestly, that's why it made me cry, because seeing them, and it's gonna make me cry now, honestly. It makes you think about how everything that you're gonna go through right now is gonna pay off. And it really made me not want to give up.
Yeah.
Because
you kind of want to try things, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's scary. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you don't do it and you don't try to put your full self to it, mm-hmm. then what if when you grow up you're like, regret that?
Yeah, exactly. And... But I do also think that while I don't want to give up, I want to give myself more time to do things that I want to. Like, next semester, I don't think that I'm going to do full-time.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I physically can't. I mentally can't.
Yeah.
Maybe that makes me... not as good as other people, whatever, I don't really care. But this whole idea of there being a specific time that you should have already graduated college, I'm past that point already. Mm-hmm. Fuck it already. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, we technically should have been graduated
or but
other thing by now.
Yeah, but not at any moment when we were at Slick. Never did I feel like I have in these last 2 months.
Yeah.
Never.
Us taking two I fucking love that our, basically our whole, like, associate's degree, we literally took every class together.
Yeah, almost. Except for, like, two semesters.
Yeah, there is a few where you took different classes and I took different online classes, but we basically completed our associate's degree together.
Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of made doing different programs kind of scary.
Agreed.
But yeah. I almost dropped out
of school right now. Yeah.
Like, during that breakdown, I was like, I don't want to. Like, why the hell did I think I could do this? Like, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. And then my credits transferred, and I looked at my graduation date, and I was originally supposed to graduate July something 2024. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, and it says November something 2022.
I know, mine too.
And I was like, fuck, I can't give up on this.
It's so close at this point.
No.
It's so close at this
point. It felt easier to give up when it was 4 years rather than two. Because I was like, I just have to keep going now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give up easily on this kind of thing.
Yeah. Honest, I like the classes that I'm taking. Oh, I do. Yeah. But it's a lot. It's a lot of homework. It's a lot of trying to balance work and, you know, spending time with your family, with your friends. Yes. It's, the balancing is hard to get used to. This week, honestly, I've been in a great mood. After Sunday, I don't know why, I just all of a sudden got in this groove of doing all of my assignments, you know, and everything. And it was actually an assignment in my English class that, it was an essay that I did. And I really liked writing it, and I was like, this is why, you know, I decided to do this. Mm-hmm. Because I like seeing the finished product of all my work, you know? But it's definitely hard. Yeah.
I'm so tired.
I know, me too.
I know, that's also why I wanted these episodes to be very freeing. Because I didn't want to add stress. You were already stressed. I was already stressed. Mm-hmm. I was like, we can't add stress.
Yeah, no.
But we need to see each other before. So, I'm glad we did these, like, fun episodes.
Me too.
It's just us talking, chatting.
I wonder what we sound like when we're crying.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to hear that.
I feel like the energy for these last episodes has been
a roller coaster, honestly. It's like, oh, it's been so bad, but then again, it's still okay. Like, this is how human emotions work, man.
It is just up and down, literally all around.
It's true. It's true.
There's a lot of stuff that I'm learning from my classes now. Because, like, I'm doing a psychology degree, and that's, like, really opening up on people. And then I started listening to that podcast, Unlocking Me, because I watched Brené Brown do a TED Talk on vulnerability when I was feeling, like, very vulnerable. And I was like, at one point, I just kind of, like, broke so much that I was like, why do I keep thinking that I need to be the best, like, this perfectionist that needs to, like, get all of her work done, be there for anyone who needs help, like, just focus on trying to cheer other people up and be that, like, bright, because I love being that bright energy person. Mm-hmm. I love being able to say something and have people laugh and, like, just talk, you know? Mm-hmm. I love being able to smile at someone, be bubbly, skip around work, and just, like, be kind of absent-minded. Mm-hmm. I love that. Because I can't go into my head and, like, create this different world. Like, I've always been very imaginative, But I stopped and was just feeling so broken. But I was like, I don't have to be this perfect person that can't share her work because she's scared someone else is gonna get all this credit and be bumped up before her when, like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, like, credit is given where credit is due. And just trying to force that at one point, I've given up on getting a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't see it happening. And giving up on it isn't something bad. It's something where it's like, what other direction do I want to go where I will feel more valued?
Mm-hmm.
Where I won't feel like I have to show that I'm top notch, where I'm like worthy of this person who does not give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Because, like, they don't see it, they hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do I keep doing this? Like, I still want to be that bright person, you know?
Because
mm-hmm. that's just how I've always been, but I don't have to feel pressure to fit someone else's mm-hmm. standard. So that's also why I went to Shane, because I was like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be open with Shane. And mm-hmm. if it gets, like, if it bites me in the butt, it bites me in the butt. Mm-hmm. But at least I was like, I literally can't anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit the same for me, but in a different situation. I've always been this person that thinks that they have to be, like, a straight-A student, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been a teacher's pet, per se, or anything, but I want my teachers to look at my work and say, oh, she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she knows what she's doing, mm-hmm. you know? And like, oh, she gets in all her work on time. Oh, she does this and that and that and that. And these last few weeks, I've realized that, like, it doesn't matter if I get a few points off on an assignment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I should not beat myself up about it. In the first few quizzes in Korean, I got a bad grade and I honestly cried. I was like, I'm supposed to be good at this, you know? Yeah. Why am I getting bad scores? I did what I was supposed to do. I cried. And I was like, it's not, you don't have to be perfect when it comes to your studies, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yesterday, I told you I want to go to Kristen's house. And I don't want Kristen to feel bad about this whatsoever. I had an assignment that I had to do. And I was planning to do it at work, but then I ended up having to go do a bunch of stuff for work, so I didn't get time to do it. I did part of it, and I'm sure I'll get some credit for that, but I didn't completely finish the assignment.
Mm.
And I thought by the end of the night that I would be going crazy, honestly. I thought, oh my god, like, I'm gonna fail this class if I don't turn that in. Or if I don't go comment on that fucking discussion question. I hate discussions. They're fucking bullshit. But then I realized, like, I'm at a 93. It's not going to hurt me if I miss 5 points on a discussion, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting so much pressure on yourself, because sometimes it's worth it to put yourself first
mm-hmm.
rather than an assignment that isn't...
Yeah.
Like, this has always stuck with me from our 8th grade health class, where the teacher was like, the only thing you have to do is be born and die. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We don't think about that enough, but there's nothing else in the world that you're obligated to do besides
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And just enjoy. Mm-hmm. Enjoy a little bit. Yes, sometimes you have to put in work, but that's not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
This is our version of TED Talk.
gotten so deep and emotional. Too many emotions for me. Too many emotions for me.
We got very heavy on that.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. How long is this?
Oh, like an hour.
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's a good stopping point. Yeah, okay.
I have to figure out where you can find and listen to us. We are on... I'm going to try it slow this time, okay?
Don't do it.
We're on Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. You said don't do it, and I'm like, okay.
Don't draw on like, the rhythm.
We're just... I feel like the most used one is Spotify at this point. Yeah. Like Stitcher, so I don't know. Go listen wherever you want. Where it's
Here's
available.
Some advice. If you listen to podcasts somewhere, look up the name. If it doesn't show up, then you can't listen to it.
I feel like I have it out on, like, the big ones, and, like, that's all I'm doing at this point. Mm-hmm. We also have an Instagram, which is kpoptea101. We have a Google email address, account, whatever. kpoptea101@gmail.com, which you can email us anything you're comfortable with at this point. You know, if you want to share a vulnerable story and connect, go for it. If you want to share, like, what K-pop groups you want to listen to, some, like, things you want discussed or want to go over, if you have questions, if you, like, I don't know. At this point, we've been pretty open.
Yeah.
Yeah, my only thing is just, like, be nice.
Yeah.
There was something that I heard where it's, like, there's enough toxicity, or there's enough chaos and not enough kindness, mm-hmm. where we need that kindness.
Yeah.
So it's just be kind, like, share that kindness out. Mm-hmm. So there's that. What else do we have, Lauren?
A website. It's lagiel.wixsite.com/kpoptea. So yeah, go check it out.
Did I sound creepy in that one?
No, you didn't.
Okay, I held back.
But you mouthing the words. Mouthing when I spell it out.
I know what you're gonna say. I find it fun. I don't know. Okay. Well, we'll talk soon. Maybe we'll be back on our regular stuff. Maybe we'll do an episode on BTS.
Or four.
A four-parter.
Or four.
A four-parter. Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. Talk soon.